Amory, and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brittany Shepherd. 22 years later, America remembers the September 11th attacks.
The price of freedom cost many lives that served on this hallowed ground. It is with that love for country we also stand today with family and friends who have lost one of our own.
Family Life Chaplain Mark McCorkle during today's ceremonies at the Pentagon. The search continues for convicted murderer Daniello Cavalcante, but there is no longer a defined search area.
We have moved from a containment model to one which involves utilizing a variety of investigative resources and which has proven successful for us in the past.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens. ESPN says Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is not expected to play in the team's season opener tonight against the New York Jets. Hamlin is healthy and working out after suffering cardiac arrest back in January. This is ABC News. Three Chicago police officers are recovering after allegedly being bitten by a dog over the weekend, but neighbors are questioning what happened.
Who provoked whom? That's what Brenda Cunningham is wondering after her neighbor's dog was shot early Sunday.
That officer pulled out his gun and just shot twice.
The dog shot in the face after Chicago police say it became aggressive and bit three officers. Cunningham, however, claims the officers walked through her neighbor's property, and when that dog and another one came out to see what was happening, the officer fired.
The police got aggressive. We're saying, get the dog. They all grabbing the dogs. The dog never got aggressive with these officers.
The police officers are recovering, but there's no word on the condition of the dog. Cherry Preston, ABC News.
Germany automaker BMW is set to announce plans to build the next generation electric Mini in Britain after securing the UK government support for a multi-million dollar investment in the company's Oxford factory. BMW officials say the Oxford plant will make only electric models starting in 2030. Brittany Shepherd, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate is scheduled to vote today on whether they will fire the state's top elections official, Megan Wolf. The vote is complicated by potential legal issues, as the Wisconsin Elections Commission has not officially voted to nominate Wolf for a new term after the three Democratic members abstained. Republicans argue the abstention created a majority of the six-member commission to let them vote on Wolf's future, but Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and the legislature's attorneys argue that Wolf's appointment is not legally before the Senate because four votes are needed from the commission. United States Senator Ron Johnson has announced he will be in Wisconsin this week hosting mobile office hours to speak with constituents on federal matters. Senator Johnson traveled to Sheboygan and St. Cloud today and will visit Monroe, Trumbull, and La Crosse counties starting next week. Wisconsin residents are encouraged to attend the mobile office hours to discuss issues that affect them with Senator Johnson. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how? Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Order at nightingalempls.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick. Today, full week for you. How about that, huh? At 4:30 this afternoon, Michael Broadcorp is going to join us. He is officially our Vikings guy. I did not get him on the air with us on Friday. I should have gotten him on the air with us last Friday. But he's kind enough to join us today, and it's good because we can talk about, oh, my God. Now, yes, I know we are not a sports station, but neither Michael or I are sports guys. So this is more just talking about it as, you know, as regular people talking about this like anyone else you would hear or expect. Hi, Patrick. How are you today?
Doing well. Just one day of what should be quite a busy week for me.
Oh, really? What's going? Please do tell.
Well,
do we keep you busy around? I mean, I've listened to this. I mean, it's you know, you're basically, you know, leave me alone as the howler monkey exhibit and just kind of observe me and leave the mic on for 2 hours every day. But is a lot of other things going on right here?
Might have some sports stuff this week, might have some other thing I'm not sure I can talk about on air just because I don't know how that goes, but you and I can talk about that
after. Okay, well, all right. It's a secret. Apparently, he's breaking the law. I'm going to take that as you started up your own meth ring, and I'll give you some business advice, all right? And just, you know, how to market that. I've watched Breaking Bad. I don't have a Pontiac Aztec, but still, I'll figure it out for you, okay?
All right.
952-946-6205. Have you been to the U.S. Bank Stadium for a Vikes game?
I have. I was at one last season against the Cardinals. That's Arizona for the non-sports crowd.
So I want to start off with because yesterday I went to that game. We ended up having some tickets offered to us. We took them. I hadn't been, but, you know, why not? My wife wanted to go, and so sure. I put on my John Randall jersey. Yeah, old school, my friend. I got my John Randall jersey, put that on, headed over to U.S. Bank Stadium. And it was, so I will say this. It is hard to go and watch this team because no other team has broken my heart more than the Vikings have. And that's just a fact. I mean, no other team has done more damage to me as a fan than the Minnesota Vikings. And they can say, well, that's not fair. No, it's very fair. I mean, without a doubt, that's very fair. And yeah, it was yesterday they were honoring Bud Grant, which was kind of nice and lovely, and you did a great job by losing that game, by the way. Anyway, but they're honoring Bud Grant. By the way, they should have been up 28-0 in that first half, but between the offensive line and Kirk Cousins, I'll tell you what, we'll save it for Michael Broadcorp. How many times was Addison wide open? I mean, I don't mean kind of open. I mean, no one within 10, 15 yards of him, and he didn't even see him. Anyway, I knew that. I mean, I'm sorry. I went to that game just expecting them to lose. Find some way to lose to make Baker Mayfield look like a better player than Kirk Cousins, and mission accomplished. They did. They made Baker. That's going to be the entire highlight reel for Baker Mayfield for the entire season right there. Because I guarantee you no one else is going to allow him to get away with a win like that. But anyway, that being said. No, I mean, I'm apprehensive about going to that team. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Wild haven't delivered. You know, they've always been there. But they haven't been doing it since the early 60s. Okay, they haven't been they've been doing it since just quaintly for the last 23 years. I mean, isn't that 23 years for the Wild? Yeah, I think it is. The T-Wolves, they've only been breaking my heart since the late 80s. You know, not since the 60s. And the Twins actually did win two World Series in my lifetime. And yeah, it is a long, long time ago from 1991. When they pull out that World Series team, they're looking pretty. They're looking a little Rip Van Winkle. But let's give the Lynx credit. They keep winning. Minnesota United, you'll get there. you'll get to breaking my heart. I love soccer, but yeah, that's killing me there too. And sure, when I think about the Gopher sports teams, the football team's a hollow shell of the once mighty program there. But I mean, things have changed greatly across the board there that make things a little more difficult there. And Gopher hockey, when was the last thing? What, it was 2004? They won the back-to-back. That was the second year of the back-to-back was 2004. So they've developed. I mean, they should have won last year, but they went into prevent mode in the third period, and they basically ended up winning, getting runner up. Way to go, team! There, you should have. That was an embarrassing final loss. But no one sticks it to the fans of this of their team worse in this city than the Vikings, and they kept. I mean, what was their big excuse for years? The Metrodome. You want us to win a championship in the Metrodome? Please. If you want us to win a championship, you need to bring us a championship caliber stadium. Well, now you got it. Because that was, I've been in U.S. Bank Stadium for concerts and for a graduation. It's an impressive building. I mean, it is an impressive building. It was just voted the best stadium in all NFL football. You've got your stadium. Stadiums get you championships. That was the crap line that team sent us for years. And I walked in that game and I just said, they're going to lose. I remember them going through last year. I just wait till the playoffs and mission accomplished. The Giants, the abysmal Giants came in and basically spanked you at home. You can say anything you like. As a matter of fact, in my mind, they actually went out and got the quarterback to fulfill that failure fantasy in Kirk Cousins. They got a guy who just is always going to be the bridesmaid and never the bride. I mean, that is just who Kirk Cousins is. I mean, that if there ever was a quarterback that matched that team, it's Kirk Cousins. And he showed us exactly who he was yesterday. Anyway, I'll get back to more of that stuff tomorrow later on with Broadcore. But I want to say that there's another element. I mean, so it's not just the fact that the repeated failure, the abuse of the fan base by the team is absolute when it comes to the Vikings. But there is another thing that I just did not enjoy about that Vikings experience yesterday. And it goes a long way to the vibe of the crowd. Now, we got finished up a week ago today with the State Fair. And one of the reasons why, and Patrick, you've been in the State Fair, you'll agree with this. I think one of the reasons why the Minnesota State Fair is such a good State Fair is you have all the ag stuff, but you got Minneapolis, St. Paul. I mean, everywhere you look, it's Minneapolis freaking St. Paul out there. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that assessment.
The vibe of the core, urban core, is represented in that State Fair. I mean, the food alone, I think, is a great example of that. You get that vibe. So let's take a look around at what's the vibe to all of these other sports that we have in this town. And good and bad, because it was after we got out of that stadium, after we ran from that building because of the crap fest that game became Baker Mayfield. Okay, seriously, that wasn't Patrick Mahomes. That wasn't Aaron Rodgers. Baker freaking Mayfield. All right, I'll save it. But as we ran from the building, pretty building. Ran from it. My wife and I got into a long discussion of what was it about there that just, at least for us, didn't just click? And it was a bad experience. I had delicious food from Soul Bowl. And by the way, hi, Matt McNeil, big white guy for Soul Bowl. You know, think about this, Soul Bowl. This could sell. All right? Hi. I mean, kiss the cook. Matt McNeil for Soul Bowl. I would in a heartbeat. Your product is fantastic. I love it. Great. Love the plantains, by the way. Nice touch. I had food, good food. You know, things were stadium priced. So it wasn't bad there. So what was it? And it was the vibe of that. And I'll get to that in a second. But let me run through the rest. First of all, the Gopher teams, I mean, it's a college vibe. I mean, you go to Gopher football, you know, Mariucci, Williams Arena, it's a college vibe. You got alumni, you got this. But, I mean, if you're not a alumni or a student at University of Minnesota, you're pretty much probably not going to be going to too many games. You know, I still think pound for pound, I love the Twins. I do love the Twins. And I love baseball, but I think my favorite live in-person viewing experience is Gopher hockey. I just love Gopher hockey. It is just fun. It's a good arena. It's a good vibe. It's college there. So, you know, that's what you get. The University of Minnesota, and I'll throw St. Thomas in there. You're just going to get the college vibe. That's what you get. Minnesota United, of all the teams, I think, in this town that truly have more of a Minneapolis-St. Paul vibe itself within their arena, I'd say it's Minnesota United. Don't get me wrong. I think that you do get a little suburban there, and I think that this will be a thing I'll repeat. You're selling high-end tickets in luxury boxes. There is going to be a suburban element to all of these teams. But with United, I think they do the best job of really encapsulating Minneapolis-St. Paul within the experience over at Allianz Field. The T-Wolves. The NBA is interesting. They definitely have this urban feel. But once again, as I just mentioned with Minnesota United, you're selling $3,000 seats on the at courtside. You've got a wealthy suburbanite feel as well. But I think that it is a nice they've definitely developed a, you know, their own unique vibe within the NBA of this urban suburban mix, which is, you know, it works for them. I mean, there's a reason why they're very popular. You know, the league is still, I think, probably with the younger generation, the most popular of all of them. Maybe the NFL, but I thought it was for a long. The NBA had actually kind of surpassed that, didn't they? For a little bit there, Patrick. You know sports better than I did. Did the NBA actually, with younger viewers, was more popular than the NFL? It's close.
Yeah, I think it's pretty really close.
Yeah. All right. So they got their own unique vibe. The Lynx, I would call the Lynx metro area. Woman power, girl power. I've taken my daughters to those games. And, you know, you want the impact of the Lynx. My daughters come home, and for 2 weeks afterwards, they're shooting hoops out in the backyard. It's kind of that vibe. They've also have a bit of a championship feel to them because they have won them. So it's a good product. I mean, it's got its own unique vibe. So let's get to the Twins, the Wild, and the Vikes. Because the Twins are very different. You go to a Twins game at Target Field, it's a very different vibe than when you go to a Vikings game or a Wild game. The Twins game, and this is, my wife said this, and I think that this is 100% spot on. The Twins vibe is suburban family. And I get that because when I walk in, there's a lot of kids. I mean, you walk in off that right field plaza there by the big glove and by Harmon Killebrew's and Kirby's statues. You come in that direction. I mean, you got the play area right there, and it's a bunch of kids, and they're having a blast, and it's good time. And those kids are out there the entire time. Plus TC, plus the kids' van zone. And I'm not saying it's not an adult base there, because I know a lot of people that go there. They've got the craft beers. They've got all that stuff. But when you walk in, if you walk in by the main Twins gift shop, that entrance, there's alcohol and stuff, but there's also, I think the more prominent feature is souvenirs, programs, merchandise, and then it's the beer food sort of thing. It's a very different vibe than when you go to a Wild game or a Vikes game. Now, I'm just really quick on the Wild, at the X. I'll tell you what, let me save this for a second, because I want to get into the Vikings, and I don't want to kind of, you know, deflate where I'm going with the Vikes, because this is, we came in on 5th. And if you don't know, that's the street that comes in. The Commons are just to the north of that street. It's basically, the 5th is the street that runs on the backside of the Armory. And it comes in right in the front end of the plaza. It's the street that the light rail comes down. And it means, you know, merges in there. So you walk in from that direction, and the first thing that happens when you get to the Vikes area there, you go past the Commons, and there's a stage there. One or two guys out there doing their own freelance vendoring. You know, by the way, if you buy one of the shirts that has the swear words on it, you're not going to be part of the Fox broadcast or the CBS broadcast, FYI. They're not going to put you up there. And, yeah, I can't believe that those are officially licensed Vikings gear in any capacity. The first thing you walk into is this plaza, which is basically an open outdoor bar. I mean, that's what it is. It's booze, 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 booze. And, I mean, it's booze everywhere. I mean, it smells like a bar. It smells like booze on the floor. Now, I want to say for the record, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And second, I don't drink. My wife drinks a little, but I don't drink at all. I stopped drinking years ago. And so going in there, it is really this drink intensive experience. Drinks here, beer, hard liquor. And that's they've got a lot of sponsors. They've made a lot of money off this. And they're clearly trying to make as much money by selling those stadium priced drinks before you even get to the stadium. You go past that, you've got the security checkpoint, you go through the security checkpoint, and between the security checkpoint and the ticketing area right at the gate, there's a few people selling booze. Then you get your tickets scanned, and you walk into U.S. Bank Stadium off that plaza, and I'm going to guess the first thing I noticed was 7 alcohol stands, in case you ran out before you got through the security screening and the ticket check. We got a whole bunch of booze vendors for you right there, ready to go. Who needs a beer? Who needs a hard drink? And that was another thing, which is kind of, you know, the heavy alcohol, the hard alcohol, that's very prevalent now in these stadiums. That used to not be the case. It used to be cheap beer, sodas, water, popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs, hamburgers. That was it. It's changed. And I'm not saying there weren't some food vendors, but it was predominantly liquor. So then we have to go up to the third level. So we have to take 3 sets of escalators up. We take the first set of escalator up. What's at the top of that escalator? Booze. In case you got through your drinks before you got up to the first stop, there's two stands there. We go into the second escalator up to the second floor, and there's a booze guy there. In case you got, hey, did you get a drink below on the first escalator? Did you finish that one? Guess what? We got another spot for you right here. And then you go up and take the third when you're up on the third deck. Now, I will say the concourse itself was it was much more kind of reminiscent of Target Field on that third concourse as I walked over to the area there where we were sitting. And so, yeah, there was liquor, but it didn't feel like it was overwhelming. But it clearly was a heavy, it was suburban drinking culture. That's what that was. And once again, that's not illegal. That's not air. It's kind of the vibe. And you get up in the stands, and there are clearly some drunk people already before the game's even started. There are clearly drunk people. I'm seeing people coming in with 4 beers, coming in, you know, not once a quarter, but once every half quarter. They're knocking them back. There are already people who are slurring their speech. It's noon on a Sunday. Good luck with all that. There are some kids, but there's a heck of a lot more swearing. There's a heck of a lot more, you know, aggressive nature. There are very aggressive gestures between the Vikes fans and any, in this case, Tampa fans that happen to show up. But that was the culture of what you saw. And sure, they had a few, you know, the Jumbotron shows a few people out there. I mean, most of the time, the viewing seems to be the people down on that field level, which I can only imagine that's, what, $10,000 per game or something like that. But the, yeah, it was, it's just, it is, if I was to say, what's the culture of a Vikes game? And to a point, the Wild game, now the Wild are a little different. I'll talk about that in a quick second, but whereas the Twins game is suburban family, the Vikings is suburban drinking culture. And that's kind of what it is. And I'm not saying that there aren't people there who are like me, don't drink. And, you know, once again, the food was nice. The view was pretty good. The stadium is actually quite nice. I will say it. It should be for what we freaking paid for it before we handed it over to a billionaire. The product sucked. But, you know, and the tribute to the Bud Grant was quite nice. But that is a very suburban drinking culture experience. It's very loud. It's very aggressive. And it's that's what it is. Now, the Wild are a little different. And what I'll say about the Wild is there is it is, I think, also a suburban drinking culture that shows up. But it's also a suburban social media culture that shows up over there. A lot of that culture is look at me, look at me, look at me. The game, the actual hockey game at the XL Energy Center for most of the fans seems like a secondary thing. And that's just kind of the vibe you get from that there. And that's different. And I don't know how you fix that. I mean, that's why I think the reason why the Wild aren't really compelled to try to make themselves better. They don't need to make themselves better because they've made themselves into an event. And I guarantee you they're making money there. But that's just the kind of vibe. Let me take a break. One other quick observation I want to make in regards to veterans issues, and I can talk about this because I'm a veteran myself, a disabled veteran of that matter, of the U.S. Army. I will talk about one of the things that really, to a point, okay, it's nice, but hey, have you thought about doing this when it comes to veterans? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
The place for autumn fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this fall. Head over on Tuesday, September 12th for the American Bootleg. Wednesday, September 13th, it's Three Dragons. And on Thursday, September 14th, it's the wonderful Katie Tessman. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of eight or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, autumn fun is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
It's the start of our favorite season in Minnesota, football season. That's right, with all the hype and action this season brings, we know things can get loud and messy quick. Before you invite your friends and family over to watch the big game, you better call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res to clean up all of those fumble moments in your home. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings. Right now, you can get your entire home zero-resified from Minnesota's ultimate carpet cleaner and get three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $149. It's also a perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month with $100 off your air duct cleaning. An air duct cleaning will help alleviate allergies and asthma. You will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. Schedule your appointment today at ZeroResMinnesota.com or by calling 952-ZERO-RES and asking for the AM 950 special. Zero Res.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Just so once again, it's just regular fans. This is just how it feels when I go to these games, and I don't think I'm necessarily that far off, because it is, like I said, the difference between going to a Twins game and going to a Gopher football game and going to a Vikes game, I mean, those are wildly different experiences. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that this is bad in any capacity. It's just be prepared for what to expect when you go to these experiences. I guarantee you this, the Vikings are making coin. I mean, that stadium is jam-packed, and they are selling a lot of booze in that place. But that's what the culture is. It's suburban drinking culture. That's what it is. That's not illegal. That's not different. It is their vibe, and that's where, and they're making a lot of money. That's at least the way it felt. Patrick, you said when we were talking about the Twins, there was something you noticed about the Twins too.
There's definitely a lot of a vibe of, you know, the good old golden days with the, you know, they try to mix the past and present. I don't think they always do it successfully, but, you know, you'll go out there and you'll have, hey, we've got Janet out here from Marshall, Minnesota, or from International Falls, or Watertown, South Dakota, celebrating her 85th birthday here today. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get a lot of that at the Twins game. I think they have tried to bring in some more modern, as you know, they've got a DJ and, you know, things like that. But
they bring out the old. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think both teams, the Vikes and the Twins, bring out the old legend players. They dust those. They must have them stored in the building because they wheel those guys out. I mean, Ahmad Rashad was out there talking for the Bud Grant thing. He looked great, by the way. Ahmad looked fantastic. And they had also a bunch of other dignitaries out there as well. But no, you're exactly right. And the one thing that's a difference between the Twins and that is the Twins, like I said, and you can call it out as you want. They hang their hat on those two World Series as they should. They've got the trophies for them. When you go watch Bud Grant, you know, there's a lot of positioning of what that was, without mentioning the fact they never won one of the Super Bowls. It's the way they built the tradition. And don't get me wrong, Bud Grant was a top-notch coach. He was as good as they get. He did not win the Super Bowl. And like I said, starting this off, I think that's one of the things that I have a hard time with going to a Vikings game, is that is a franchise that has always been the bridesmaid and never the bride. And so to sell me on tradition and experience, it's hard because, oh, you mean the four Super Bowls we didn't win? Oh, okay, sure. But yeah, it was Bud Grant, and he was a fantastic coach. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, the Denny Green, you know, missed field goal, you know, NFC Championship game, you know, and I have zero doubt. I think no one here has any doubt that team would have probably won the Super Bowl if they would have gotten to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they didn't. And that's the end of it. I don't think my gut feeling is this Vikings team will be 6-10. And I don't think the coaching staff will get let go. I think that at the end of this season, the Kirk Cousins era in Minnesota will be long gone, and they'll basically give, Jefferson. They'll give him everything that he wants just to keep him in there, because that's the guy that's going to keep him in the stands. I'll talk about that more later. Here's one thing, and this goes to all sports, but God, the NFL does this more than anyone else. It's great you guys do all that veteran stuff. You talk about, we got the pride of the veterans. We're doing a flyover on a covered stadium. Okay, fine. At least I heard the helicopters, and they showed video footage of them, but you couldn't really see them. There's lots and lots of, you know, veteran, pro-veteran, and that's great. Tell you what, you want to show me you're really pro-veteran, and this goes for every freaking team out there. Take two of your sections that are down on the first level that are maybe not 50-yard line, I'll let you have that, but maybe at the 35-yard line. Take that whole section and make that a veterans-only section, that you have to be a veteran and the tickets are available, and that they're for veterans and they are affordable seats. And show me that. Because, I mean, I've talked about this before. As a veteran myself, as a disabled veteran, it's nice that you guys do this thing. But if you really want to show me how much you care about the vets, well, put your money where your mouth is. Say, you know what? We're going to have, we could sell this for $4,000 a seat. We're not going to do this. These are going to be $40 seats, and veterans and their families get to see, use these every single game. That would show me something. That would be better than a POW/MIA flag up on the wall. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate you showing your support, but you want to show some real support for the veterans. Put the money where the mouth is. I've talked about this with a Home Depot. I'll notice Home Depot has these parking spots are reserved for veterans. Well, that's great. That's great. How about you give them a $25 discount on anything I'm about to buy? I mean, that's really the case. And here's the deal. The fact that you guys are so visible with it, you're using the veterans to market yourself. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You could just offer them those tickets and that area. And your actions would go a lot further at showing your compassion and caring for the veterans than the fact that you guys, veterans, 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 veterans. You guys are getting more from the marketing of that than the veterans are. You are. You are. I can say this as a veteran, as a disabled veteran from the U.S. Army. You guys are using the veterans for your own marketing. And it's great that you are showing the veterans support. That's nice. But you're doing it so that you can position yourself as something patriotic. At the, you know, at, you know, and kind of acting like because we've shown these veterans, because we have a few elderly veterans who have gotten one or two seats. Well, that's great. Tell you what, why don't you take two of your sections on the first level, you know, maybe, like I said, you don't have to make it 50 yard line, make it the 35 yard line, take that entire section, make it a veterans only section. Same thing for the Twins, same thing for the Wild, same thing for the T-Wolves, same thing for the Lynx, and same thing for Minnesota United and the Gophers as well. Put your money where your mouth is. You really want to show me you support the veterans? Well, make one of your premier sections a veterans only area. That's an affordable ticket. That says fine. Or even better yet, because I know you, considering how much booze you guys are making at the U.S. Bank Stadium, selling at the U.S. Bank Stadium, tell you what, why don't you make them free tickets for veterans? You can make sure they get distributed. They can't be resold. They have to. They're issued to a veteran and their family, and they have to show ID to get into that section. There you go. They're not going to be scalped. They're not going to be resold. They're just there. Do that. If you're a business, that's not a sports team, you want to do something like this, well, tell you what, just have a $25 discount to all veterans. They show their veteran ID card, they get the discount. Because that, you know what, that's supporting the troops. It is. And I'll take you marketing that so that you get the credit for it. That's fine. But if you want to really do something, as opposed to just saying we support the troops, put your money where your mouth is and show us that you do. My guess is going to be as we'll about to hear a whole bunch of excuses of why you don't or what we really are doing, so we don't need to do something like that. And that's fine. It just, as a veteran, I can, it gives me a perspective to look at that and say, okay, that's nice, but you know what you really could do to show you that you support the troops? And yeah. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll get off this. Come on back. I'm going to try for the sanity of Patrick. I'm going to try to wrap up the SRO thing as quickly as I can, get into some other things here as well. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
I'm the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. In this radio show and podcast, we have conversations with heart-centered thought leaders to explore their pathway to becoming free, and we will shine a light on what has been hidden, often in plain sight, what they pay attention to, and how it has transformed them and others into a higher level thinking and feeling state during this time of great change. Explore being consciously aware, authentically free, and courageously sovereign with us. Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 950, and check out our early release episodes that drop Thursdays on your favorite podcast apps.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP. Or snapconstruction.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 72, then a slight chance of showers overnight tonight with a low of 53. Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis. Come in for the famous Nightingale Burger or the Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings. View their menu or place a takeout order at nightingalempls.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I should mention, not only are we here back for a full live week worth of shows, but Ghost Box Radio is live all this week as well. Brand new shows all through the week, including Lori Lashman and Mary Neustrom from Souls of Spirits Expos. That's Ghost Box Radio. If you're not listening to it, we've got an insanely quality lineup for you all the way until midnight tonight. You've got the Rick Smith Show coming in at 8 o'clock. You've got Ghost Box Radio at 10, and then of course Patty Vasquez from 11 until midnight right here every weeknight right here on AM 950. Just quality stuff. So go out and enjoy them. As once again, Ghost Box Radio all brand new this whole week. So make sure you go check that out. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of honoring veterans, it is 9/11. It is a very solemn day. I've talked about numerous times over this the commemoration of this day, the official recognition of 9/11. That it's scorched in my mind that morning. At that point, being on a very non-intrusive, more informational internet at that point, and hearing the local radio station talk about, oh, plane hit the World Trade Center. And you're thinking to yourself, it was a small plane that just, for some reason, a sightseeing plane or something like that, that accidentally crashed into it. And it was then when a second plane has hit the towers, I remember stopping and scrambling and running downstairs to where our television was and turning the television on and realizing, oh no, this is something very different. And then I'll remember when the Pentagon, the Pentagon just said the entire building just shook. Something hit this building. And he said, I got to go. And he shut down. And I think that was the NBC guy that was there in realizing that the United States was under attack. And watching the inevitable, the two towers coming on down, that was, just truly horrible. Al Qaeda was there, but you can't deny the Saudi involvement in the attack. And it is just, in my mind, one of the greatest injustices in this country has ever seen. The fact that, you know, the hijackers got information from the Saudi intelligence agencies. They were being fed information. And a lot of this has been downplayed, and that is just a disservice to the people that died, but as well for the people that went and immediately ran out there. And I should mention, this is a story today, the number of 9/11 first responders who have died from Ground Zero-related health complications is now nearly equal to the number of first responders who died during the attacks. The New York City Fire Department announced last week the addition of 43 names of first responders who died from 9/11-related ailments to its memorial at the at the World Trade Center 9/11 memorial there. The names added included those of firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. The brave men showed up that day and on the days and months following the attacks to participate in the rescue and recovery efforts of the World Trade Center site. We will never forget them, Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh said in the press release. By the numbers, in the 22 years since 9/11, 341 Fire Department of New York members have died from rare cancers and diseases caused by the toxic dust at Ground Zero. The Uniformed Firefighters Association wrote in a Facebook post on Monday, the count nearly equal to the 343 New York City firefighters who died on September 11th, 2001. According to New York City Police Department, 23 police officers died on 9/11 in the years since 323 members of the force have died from 9/11-related illnesses. So that's, you know, what, a 12 times increase to the people that died on that day? Health ailments related to 9/11 have impacted members of the FBI and the Department of Defense as well. FBI Director Christopher Wray said last year that 21 FBI employees have died from related illnesses from the years after the attack. Increasing funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund has long been a subject of ongoing effort in Congress. In 2019, the Senate voted to secure funding for the fund through 2092. The New York law called the 9/11 Notice Act will require large employers to inform current and former workers who are present in the exposed zones of the attacks about their eligibility to register for federal programs providing compensation and health care for the attack victims. Should mention Jon Stewart, the Daily Show host, has been one of the most vocal advocates for the first responders. And if you ever did have the chance to see any of the interviews he did with the people that were there and people who were dying, who in one of their last acts came on his show to plead for better support for the first responders of 9/11. It's truly heartbreaking stuff. The bill, by the way, the 9/11 Notice Act, was signed into law today. On this solemn day of remembrance, let us not only honor the lives of those lost on 9/11, but also extend our support to the survivors, their loved ones, and the first responders, they said in a statement. I've watched the French filmmakers, and you've probably seen them as well, the video footage from that moment where they were out there just doing some film work covering New York firefighters and happened to be there when the plane crashed into the first tower and they rolled out there. And then the footage that they had, which was truly remarkable full footage of what was going on inside the World Trade Center towers. I think personally, if we can run It's a Wonderful Life every freaking Christmas in this country, why in the world we can't air that video footage every single 9/11, I don't know. We should. It is truly remarkable footage, and it shows you the bravery of the first responders that showed up out there. This was not an attack on one of us. It was an attack on all of us. And we should remember that, and it shouldn't be political. But one of the things that I really have a hard time with are the people that scream that and then immediately try to turn this into something that it wasn't to benefit themselves. And this kind of, you know, to a point,
it's hard to see Donald Trump, the man who on 9/11, his first comments about it to an interview was talking about how now his building's the tallest one in Manhattan as the other two buildings have collapsed. That was where his priority was. Donald Trump today, there is this element out there that, and Patriot Takes have pointed this out, there's a social media account called Trump History, which basically try to portray Trump as slapping on a fireman's uniform and personally dragging victims of the 9/11 attack out of the wreckage over there. No, he was nowhere near that. The people that actually were there, many of them have died because of the diseases they got from being there. That's not Trump. But they can't stop with the rightos can't stop with their fan fiction on this guy. And so I want to make sure we understand that Donald Trump's first thing that he did on this, as we should, this was an attack on all of us, but his first priority was to basically use this attack to promote the fact that he then had the tallest building in Manhattan. Donald Trump said hundreds of his friends died. That was not true. He had said he sent 125 of his workers to help with rescue and recovery. That was not true. He insisted he himself helped clear rubble. No, that was not true. He himself said he saw the Muslims dancing in New Jersey. That was not true. He also took $150,000 in relief funds for his rescue employees. He actually took that money for his undamaged properties because that's who that guy is. This was an attack. 9/11 was an attack on all of us, including Donald Trump. Some people showed true bravery that day, running to the site and trying to save anyone that they could. Other people didn't do a damn thing, but sure act as if they were the only person that mattered that day. That's one of the reasons I can't stand freaking Donald Trump. One of the many reasons. And one of the reasons why I still look at anyone who votes for him and say, wow, really, really? Easily provable lies and you'd rather believe them than reality? All right. Shame on all of you. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll wrap up the hour with the SRO thing when I do return. Remember, Michael Broadcorp, Vikings talk coming up here. He's our Vikings guy. He wanted to be it. I'm going to give it to him. Michael Broadcorp coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambliot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambliotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Upfront Minnesota is the state's largest LGBTQ plus advocacy organization, and they're celebrating our state's accomplishments protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. This is especially important as surrounding states are passing legislation targeting our trans community. But here in Minnesota, we made it clear, you belong here. Minnesota's LGBTQ plus rights have taken a significant step forward with the conversion therapy ban and the trans refuge bill, helping reshape the national discourse. The trailblazers who once championed same-sex marriage a decade ago continue propelling Minnesota towards an even brighter future. To celebrate these accomplishments, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities for propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. All right, so last 2 weeks we've talked heavily about the SROs because, once again, in my personal opinion, the Republicans are trying to make a political issue out of this when the reality is once you start looking at the entire argument, that comes apart. And reminder that still Republicans today don't want to exactly explain what they want police to be able to do without consequences in these schools. They keep talking about the language is vague. They keep talking about how that we need to give police tools. They don't want to really talk about what they really are endorsing in schools at the hands of police officers. So once again, just really quick, I want to reiterate this because this is a hard, the Republicans have not been able to get traction with much. And so they're desperately, and frankly, I think they're desperately hoping something bad happens to kids so that they can have a political talking point. And that's kind of the scary part of this. But I want to talk about school resource offices, SROs, and just make sure you have all the facts. And I'm going to repeat these, but I'm going to try to do it quickly because I don't want to make too much time on it because the Republicans, it does sound like Governor Walz has indeed turned down the option of having a special session on it at this point. Although I imagine next session, there's going to be a lot of Republicans screaming for this as soon as they get into the St. Paul. So first of all, only 28% of all schools in the state have student resource officers, which means 72% of the public schools in the state of Minnesota do not have school resource officers. Done. 72%, the overwhelming majority of schools in the state do not even have school resource officers. So when they try to make it seem like every school is now less safe because there's no student resource officers, school resource officers, that's actually untrue. Most schools do not have them. Of the 28% of the schools that do have that, there are plenty of schools that are okay with the new rules, which brings up an interesting point. But a reminder, Duluth, Rochester, Bloomington, Minnetonka, Lakeville, Chaska, I believe it is South Washington County, Brooklyn Center has said they're putting their school resource officers back in the school. Anoka Hennepin has in some of their schools, their school resource officers, Robbinsdale as well. If you take all the school districts that are keeping their school resource officers in place, we're talking about probably, and this is a pure guesstimate, but considering the size of the school districts we're talking about here, that this is something that this school resource officers not being there is something that affects less than 10% of the public schools in the state, which, once again, if I can get back to the one question there, is the question whether or not the school resource officers, this new language is bad, but why are some police departments perfectly fine with the new language, okay with it, and working within the realm? Why are the other police departments not? Okay, which brings up the other argument. Why are most of the places that are having a problem with their school resource officers far right red areas where the point seems more to be having the press conference with an outraged far right sheriff or police captain screaming about the Democrats are out of control and the far right city council screaming the Democrats are out of control and the far right Republican representatives are screaming the far right is out of control? Now, the other things to remember are this. Every argument that the Republicans make about this bill, that the police cannot stop fights, they can't stop murders, they can't stop crimes, they can't even pull students off each other, all of those are lies. They can do all that stuff with this bill, this new change. They just can't physically assault a student in certain ways without cause. That's the only change. And that these rules have existed for 10 years for the kids for special needs, which brings up the other big question. Why is it the Republicans had no problem with the special needs kids having these rules in place? And if they didn't have a problem with that, then why would they have a problem with these special needs kids getting the same rules in place for every other kid? And then on top of that, are they saying the special needs kids don't need the protection? I don't think that's the case. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Get ready for one of the coolest music events of the year. The 11th Powderhorn Porch Fest will showcase top-notch local artists spanning indie, rock, country, blues, and more on three porches that will transform into stages. Powderhorn Porch Fest is Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 10 p.m. along 17th Avenue between 32nd and 34th Streets. Featured are 13 talented artists and the electrifying Nerd D opening and closing the show. And it's not just about the tunes. Enjoy sweet and savory delights from food trucks and cool merch from local vendors. Don't miss the Reverie Cafe and Beer Garden, back for the third year, perfectly complementing the music and festivities. Hosted by the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and neighbors on 17th Avenue, this festival showcases strong cross-neighborhood partnerships. Powderhorn Porch Fest isn't just a music festival, it energizes our South Minneapolis community and supports local programs and services. Again, that's Saturday.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.